For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa, filling in for Bob Levicky. Spanberger wants to bridge the digital divide. The state targets surprise medical bills. And national money pours in to influence state races. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, August 16th, 2019. 7th District U.S. Representative Abigail Spanberger is holding a rural broadband summit in Louisa on Saturday. She hopes to bring federal officials and constituents together to take action in closing the digital gap. From VPM News, Charles Fishburne reports.
Congresswoman Spanberger says it hurts education and it hurts the economy.
We have counties within the 7th District where we have high school students doing their homework in McDonald's parking lots. We have farmers who are unable to use the latest technology of agricultural equipment because they can't do the online updates.
She has legislation pending in Congress to increase federal funding by $55 million, and she's lobbied the USDA leadership to help expand broadband.
I also want to impress upon the federal officials the level of urgency.
Some will be at the Louisa High School event Saturday, and she wants constituents to come and to share their stories.
How can you attract business where some of the most basic technologies, the ability to hook up to the internet, don't exist?
Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Virginia State Corporation Commission is looking at ways to limit surprise medical bills. The commission announced Wednesday that it will hold a public hearing in Richmond on September 12th. They will look at high charges incurred by insured patients when treated by a member of a medical team who is not in their insurer's network. The SCC is currently considering a proposed regulation that would require health plans managed by the state to mandate that hospitals and medical facilities in their network inform patients of potential out-of-network costs before any treatment is provided. The regulations would not apply to emergency services. A for-profit company operating in Virginia has been shut down after falsely claiming to be a charity that sent care packages to U.S. service members overseas. In a statement Wednesday, Attorney General Mark Herring's office identified the company as Hearts to Heroes of Bunker Hill, West Virginia. It did business as Active Duty Support Services and sold care packages door-to-door. The state filed suit against the company, alleging that staff skimmed donations for themselves. The AG's office says the care packages went undelivered or to stateside military bases. Herring's office said the company closed as part of a legal settlement. The state hopes to recover $287,000 in restitution, mostly for Virginia residents who bought care packages. And finally today, the largest LGBTQ rights organization in the United States is investing over $250,000 to flip control of the General Assembly. The Human Rights Campaign announced Thursday a new campaign to help mobilize Virginia voters who prioritize LGBTQ-friendly policies. The Washington, D.C.-based group is offering financial support to 27 LGBTQ-friendly Democratic candidates. Democratic delegate Danica Rome says Republicans have stood in the way of passing anti-discrimination laws for years.
You should be welcomed, celebrated, respected, and protected here because of who you are, not despite it, and not for what discriminatory politicians tell you you're supposed to be.
Activists tried unsuccessfully to pass bills banning discrimination in housing and employment this year. They blamed Republican Speaker of the House Kirk Cox for putting the bills in committees where he knew they would die. Cox says he was following normal procedural rules. Only 4 states will have legislative elections this year. Virginia's is the only one where control could flip from one party to another. Republicans currently hold a slim majority in both the House and the Senate. For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Friday.